Well, their action was discussed, really, I suppose, when you look at, you know, first of all, the whole idea of changing the embassy to Jerusalem, which is a very provocative thing to do in a very volatile situation in between Israel and Palestine. First of all, that I don't think that was the right decision in the first place. But then and when the celebrations were going on, you know, Israeli soldiers were murdering Palestinian civilians, including four children, at the border, you know. And I think it was kind of disgusting to see the likes of Donald Trump's daughter and her husband all smiling and laughing while all this, because Israel is a very small country, as you know, as you probably know. And it's just literally maybe, I mean, 40, 45 miles down the road, this was going on, you know.
Now, obviously, Israel won Eurovision just last weekend. Do you think, given what has happened, should Ireland go to next year's Eurovision in Israel?
Well, what I would say is that the countries of Europe who are involved in Eurovision, and particularly the people who organise the competition, should more or less say we're not going to hold it in Israel, because the regime there, you know, are disgusting in what they've been doing, particularly over the weekend of the, you know, that Israel won the Eurovision. You know, I think Europe should get united under the Eurovision flag and say, no, we're not going to have it there. We'll have it in another country. And if that doesn't happen, I think Ireland should definitely refuse to go next year.
How likely do you think it would be that Europe would unite and not go to the Eurovision in Israel?
I think it's highly likely because, you know, Britain, I think, there have been voices raised in Britain at the moment, and they're one of the countries that put up most of the money for the Eurovision. And, you know, there have been calls on them not to be involved in it this year. Or next year, rather, when the proposal is to have it in Israel, you know, I think you would get a fair amount of people, you know, involved in Eurovision who would agree with that idea of having it somewhere else.
Now, you won Eurovision, obviously, with the Rock and Roll Kids. If you were asked to represent Ireland next year again, would you do it?
Well, absolutely. Not if it was in Israel, I wouldn't. I don't need Eurovision that badly that I would go to a country that would murder people as they celebrated a change of the embassy, you know.